Hi, and welcome everybody to another teleconference call for Blog Mastermind and Become a Blogger. My name is Gideon Chelwick, and I'm here with Yara Starak. And we are doing another live call today where you can ask us any question you would like related to blogging or internet marketing or even online video. Now, just keep in mind that this call is being recorded. So if you do want to ask a question or say something, if you don't want to use your name, that's cool. You can use another name, or don't say your name. That's fine. Just be aware of that, because this will be a public call, or at least to our members, and everyone else will be able to listen in as well. Now, there's a couple of things. First thing is that we have a chat room area where you can ask us questions there as well. We do give preference to live questions on the call, so but if you're welcome to have a discussion there amongst yourself in the chat room, which is just on the teleconferences page, which will be entrepreneurs-journey.com/teleconferences. Let me just go there myself. And there'll be a link there you can click on that'll open up a chat room. So we'll all be in there. And if we run out of questions on the call, we'll go to the chat room. The other thing is, if you do want to ask a live question, all you've got to do is press the star and 9 key on either your phone dial pad or the dial pad on your Skype application. So with that out of the way, I'd like to welcome Yaro, my co-host, to the call. How's it going, Yaro?
Good, Gideon. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Well, I guess we might as well get straight into it, unless you had something else to say today, Yaro.
I thought, excuse me, might be worth mentioning that the next group call, just as a one-time special, we're actually going to be opening it to the public. And the reason why we're doing this is we're about to reopen Become a Blogger again. As most people on this call know, it's been closed to the public for many months now, and most of you are about to graduate or have graduated the program. So we'll be reopening it for the next group of students. And just as part of that process, we'd like to make these question and answer sessions, at least one of them, open to the public. So we'd appreciate it still if everyone makes that call, and it'll run as it normally does, but we'll also have the public there so they can see what goes on in these calls, and hopefully that will encourage them to also participate in this next round of Become a Blogger. But that was it. We'll give you more
Awesome.
details once we have the next date for that call. It should be in about a week.
Yeah, so it's a very exciting couple of weeks coming up, so make sure you read our email that we're sending through, and yes, a few exciting things happening over the next 2 weeks. I'm going to go ahead and allow you to raise your hand. So let me just go through that process, and then if you want to ask a question, just remember it's star and then 9 on your keypad. So let me just go through that now. All right, I think that's ready to go. We've got our first question, so here we go. Just looks like I'm experiencing some technical problems here with the interface. So let me just reload that and we'll try again.
Your turn.
I wonder why it does that. Maybe it's the crows in the background. Yeah, right.
No, they're supportive.
So just letting you know what's happening. We have a web interface here where we can see, everybody who's on the
Hi,
call.
Gideon,
Oh, here we
it's
go.
Dala.
All right, it's working.
Can
Dala, welcome to the
you hear
call.
me?
We
Yes,
can hear
it's
you now.
Dala from Toronto. Good evening to us in North America, and good morning to you guys, Australia.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
I
Good
have a
evening.
really easy question for you. I
All right.
don't know if it's that easy or not. Become a blogger, Gideon. You have from the beginning told us, or advised us rather, not to upgrade to the latest version of WordPress 2.7. on my hat blog, I'm still working with 2.6 point something, and I never did upgrade. And I noticed now that there's a new version of WordPress. I think it's 2.8 or something. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering when would be a good time to upgrade. I'll tell you why, because I'm getting a lot of messages that I should upgrade some of my, or a lot of my plugins. And when I try and do it, they don't work with 2.6. They just give me an error message. So at one point you did say you were going to give us some easy way of upgrading. I'm not sure there's an easy way, and I might just reach for the technical support. What are your thoughts on that, Gideon?
There is an easy way to upgrade, Dala. And in fact, I teach that method right at the very end of the course. I teach you how to install a special plugin that allows you to very easily, just by click of a few buttons, upgrade to the latest version of WordPress. Now, therein lies the problem. This particular plugin, it's very easy to use, but the problem is that it updates you to the latest version of WordPress. So you don't get a choice. You don't get a choice of which version you use. And that was partly the reason why we decided to stick to just 2.6.3 for the Become a Blogger videos, because we wanted to have everybody on the same, same page, so to speak, so we don't get confused. That was one of the reasons. The other reason was also that, the latest version of WordPress is always plagued with bugs. It's never a complete solution. In fact, I just read yesterday on one of the WordPress pages that they've removed 788 bugs from the 2.7.1 version, going from there to 2.8. Now, here's the issue. I've actually installed 2.8 on one of my blogs, and I can't access my visual editor inside the admin area where you create your posts and pages. Now, to me, that's an issue. So that's, tells me that it's pretty buggy still. Whereas if you look at the 2.6.3 version, it's pretty stable. Sure, it's not the latest version, but it's still pretty stable. But it's difficult to give you advice on it, because if you upgrade to the latest version of 2.8 right now, I know there's going to be some bugs. I have used 2.7.1, and that's a pretty good version. I haven't experienced any problems with that yet. So if you do know how to upgrade manually to 2.7.1, that's not a problem, I'd say. But it's a manual process, and we don't teach that inside Become a Blogger because it's just too tricky. So I recommend, if you do want to upgrade, it's not essential, but if you do want to upgrade to 2.7.1, for example, get someone technical to help you out with that, unless you're capable yourself.
No, I'm not capable of doing that. That's not one thing I can do. Okay. Thanks very much. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Darla. Just for everyone else listening as well, if you are serious about upgrading, I'd recommend you only do it once you've gone through the whole course for Become a Blogger. This is for the Become a Blogger members, because the interface of WordPress, of course, changes quite a bit going from 2.6.3 to the later versions. The main difference is that instead of having a horizontal menu area in your admin area, it changes to a vertical admin area. So that's the main change. It's not that difficult. You can figure it out, but that's the main change. But if you do want to upgrade, at the moment, I don't recommend going up to 2.8 because it's pretty buggy. But if you can do a manual upgrade to 2.7.1, that's up to you. But you've got to find someone technical to help you out with that if you're not confident in that process yourself.
And Gideon, Jim is just asking, what about upgrading the latest version of Thesis?
Thesis, I haven't seen any problems with that. I'm using the latest version of Thesis with 2.8. Now, I'm not sure I don't think it's a problem with Thesis. The fact that I'm not getting the visual editor in my when I create posts and pages. As far as I can tell, Thesis, the latest version of Thesis is fine. I'm assuming that it would work for previous versions like 2.7.1 of WordPress as well. I haven't tested it, so I can't give you a full answer on that. But I do know that Thesis version 1.5 does work really well with WordPress 2.7.1. Okay.
Okay. Ready. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Darla. We'll move on to the next caller.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, are you hearing me? This is Ann in San Diego with aboutfreelancewriting.com.
Hello, I can hear you. Are you there, Yara?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm all good.
All right, it's a strangely silent interface, which is good until you're trying to hook up. I'm the one who asked you a couple of weeks ago because my traffic growth is installed, and I went through a couple of things you guys promote. It seems to think that comments are a good way to grow traffic to a blog, and what I'm finding is I've been adding comments on three blogs in related topics a day, and I haven't seen anything come up in terms of traffic increase. And when I think about how I read blogs, I rarely pay a whole lot of attention to the comments. So I was just wondering what your thinking is on this.
The strategy I emphasize, and with comments, is actually, well, there's two important things you have to get right. When you leave a comment, it needs to be a new idea or a significant idea that adds to whatever the blog author created with their blog post. So it can't be like, you know, I get so many comments that are pretty much saying, that's a great article, I really agree what you said, I think it's true. And even if they actually are clearly original comments, there's not a single piece of original thought added in their comment. So, that's actually a good thing, because if you sit down and write like three or four paragraphs, like really in-depth, you know, augmenting or counter-arguing, or giving a different viewpoint on whatever subject was discussed there, you will stand out in that comment stream simply because the other comments are just so terrible. Now, the reason why you do that is actually not necessarily for direct traffic from the comment itself. That can happen. A good comment will get you a trickle of traffic. I always emphasize that the commenting tactic is not going to be enough. It is what I call a stream technique in the blog profits blueprint. It's not going to give you waves and waves of traffic. The real kicker with it is to find a blog by a person you actually would like to know and start to influence in some way, and leave significant comments on their blog, and then that gives you a doorway into their headspace. They'll actually start to at least know who you are based on the quality of the comment you're leaving on their blog. And if you do that consistently, they'll definitely get to know you. In fact, it's funny, this doesn't happen anymore. I think the comment world has really degraded a lot in recent years. People just don't put any effort into their commenting. But back when I was in the first sort of year or two of blogging, when it was, you know, newer, I had about five people who were just really good at leaving comments. And I knew them all by name. Blaine Moore was one of the first people. He's now a moderator in my forum. But it was guys like that who left me consistent comments. And when they emailed me and said, hey, Yaro, you know, you probably know me, I leave comments on your blog, I knew who they were straight away. So I actually paid attention to what they were saying to me. And that strategy can really pay off when you get the attention of another blogger, they start reading your blog, and then they link to one of your posts. That's when you get the much bigger reward. Now, by the sounds of it, that hasn't happened to you. So that's why you're not going to see amazing traffic. You might see one click per comment on each blog, and that would be the, you know, the kind of outcome you get. But if you can get the attention of the blogger through powerful commenting, that leads to a relationship. You could ask to write a guest post on their blog and have it more likely that they'll say yes. They may just link to your blog because of the quality of your work after they become aware of it, thanks to the quality of the comments you leave. That's the strategy there. Now, it's up to you whether you want to follow that, but that's what I'm recommending.
Okay. I'm close. I have the usual problem that many of us do, and that's I don't have the time to devote to the blog that I'd like.
Right.
I can get two posts up a day, and I've got clients that I need to do what
service
they hired me for.
Yeah.
And well, so I've got probably a handful of people who I know who comment on my blog now, And I always go and comment on theirs. But the truth is, most of them don't have significant traffic.
Right.
And it's a long-term strategy. So that's, you know, I mean, like maybe 2 or 3 years if it works at all. And then when I go over, like, you know, I mean, Darren Rose knows who I am because I was with B5, but I don't think he's ever linked to any of my articles, and I have noodled what I might write for him. Maybe I need to concentrate more on that.
Just ask him. If you have a post.
I've got to propose a topic to him in person. I'm stupid.
By the sounds of things, you know, if you're writing 2 articles a day, you might want to consider writing 1 article a day and use the other article as a guest post on other blogs and try that out. Because, you know, 2 articles a day is good. That's good content. You know, you're doing way more than most people do. So
I've got great content.
Just divide those two, one for guest article, one for article marketing purposes. Just, you know, use one as marketing and use the other one as content for the blog.
Okay. Thank you. That's a great idea, and I hadn't been able to sort it out on my own.
No problem, man. So we're here for
one of those obvious things that I just went, duh. Okay. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, Ann. All right. Now, remember, if you want to ask a question, the way to do that is to click or press the star key and then the 9 key on your phone pad or on your Skype keypad. All right, next question.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm still not used to this Skype thing. But I wanted to ask about bandwidth. I'm having trouble getting my head around understanding it. I know that HostGator has unlimited bandwidth.
All right, so what's your question?
Well, I have one blog going now on a different site that does not have unlimited bandwidth. And it was down at the end of last month, and I can't be sure whether it was from linking to things like eBay and other popular sites in a blog post, or whether it was actually a denial of service attack by somebody.
Okay, interesting question. You know, when hosting company says you've got unlimited bandwidth, it's a bit of a marketing gimmick because I'm not sure if anything like unlimited bandwidth really exists yet. Well,
I just don't want my sites to go down.
they may advertise it as unlimited bandwidth, but something like that doesn't actually exist as far as I know, or it doesn't seem to be logical in my mind at least. But you can get hosts that will give you a lot of bandwidth that would reduce the chances of your site going down if you're getting a lot of traffic. What we recommend if you're just starting out is just to start up with something like HostGator or a similar service, and they'll provide you with enough bandwidth to get started. And then if and when your blog becomes more successful and gains more traffic, then you decide about migrating your blog to a server that is that's got better capabilities so that it can handle the traffic. So if you're not getting much traffic and your site's going down, then there's a problem with your host. Then you'll need to contact them and ask them what's going on. It may be that you're simply not on a good enough plan, but if it's a regular host similar to HostGator, I doubt that would be the case if you don't have much traffic. So really, you've got to look at your traffic and talk to your host and see what's going on.
Okay. They didn't really give me an answer when I asked them. So
what did you ask?
Sure.
What did you ask them?
I said, you know, why is this going down? Is it something I did that I should not have done, or is it something that's happening from the outside world? And
right.
Oh, well, you probably just had a lot of traffic.
Okay.
That's
how much
not
traffic
an answer.
Are you getting? Do you know how much traffic you're getting?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
It was right after I put up a post about where I made a link to an eBay scenario, and there was something else that was a well-known site, and I don't remember now. But then someone had taken some of my copy and used it on their own site without proper permissions. And I thought it could be that person doing something to me.
All right. It could also be that if someone took your copy, maybe they linked back to your site. And if they had a popular site, it could have given you a spike in traffic. Without knowing the statistics of your website, it's difficult to say. I'm just wondering, maybe it's worth troubleshooting this a bit inside our forum area.
Okay.
It could be a few people out in the forum that may be able to give you some more advice on that as well.
I'm thinking about setting up another blog on HostGator, and then I could just migrate the first one over there too.
Yes, you could.
My problems.
I would definitely also try and figure out how much traffic you're getting to your site. If you're only getting like 20 hits a day, then you know your site shouldn't have any problems with bandwidth. If you're getting something like 20,000 visits a day, then maybe yes, then it's maybe a good idea to migrate to something even bigger than HostGator. But just try and figure out what are your stats in terms of unique visitors to your site. And that'll give you a feel for how much traffic you're getting.
Okay.
And talk to the guys at HostGator as well, and they should be able to help you migrate your site from whatever you've got now to HostGator.
Okay.
If HostGator has really good customer service, you can just call them on the phone, and they'll take you through the process.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, next caller.
Hello, you all right?
Hello. I think that was my name mispronounced. Hello.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
Don't forget Gideon.
My question is, I have about 4 or 5 blogs now up on the internet, and I want to monetize some of them and give away some free reports. But I don't like the opt-in boxes that AWeber gives you. Now, I have some that are written in CSS, some in HTML, but my problem is I don't know how to hook them to AWeber.
Okay. A couple of things here. Obviously, the way I would do it is go to my tech person and say, I want it to look like this. Here's my AWeber code. Make it happen. That's assuming you have a tech person. Alternatively, is the do-it-yourself way. And with AWeber, you get 2 versions. You get a JavaScript version and a plain HTML version of the opt-in code. So usually you can take the JavaScript version and put it within some other code, and it will come out pretty good. Obviously, if you use the HTML version, you're going to have to manually modify anything to make it change. So if you're not happy with how it looks, then I'd be going with the JavaScript version and use the code around it to change the appearance. But ultimately here, if this is not your strong point, I wouldn't be recommending you do it. It's just not worth wasting your energy. And you could go to someone who's a designer and just point to an opt-in box that you really like and say, I want to replicate that. And they'll do that in 5 minutes. It could cost you $10. So.
Okay, like guru.com or any of those?
I'd even go to Joel first. Just ask if I'm not sure if he does that aspect of design. Obviously, he's our recommendation for blogging related tech work. He's at blogtechguy.com. If he doesn't or can't do it, then yeah, you could go to Guru. You may even just want to I think in the forums we've got some links to other people who do some design work. And this is not a complicated piece of design, so you'll find lots of people who can do this. I know there's some people in these programs. Welly, I believe, is an Indonesian, and they have a design firm, and they might be able to do something. But yes, you could go to guru.com or rentacoder.com and start forming a relationship there with tech people. And that's worth doing as well. In fact, I recommend if you decide to do that, the biggest sort of feedback I'm getting from people is the Philippines is the way to go. And the advice I got for finding people in the Philippines is actually just to go to Craigslist, the Philippines version, and posting the job there and seeing who comes up.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
Awesome. All right. Remember, if you have a question, star and then 9 on your keypad. And you can also ask a question in the chat room if you don't want to ask a live question. Okay, next caller.
Hey guys, Mitch, how are you?
Hey Mitch.
Hey Mitch, it's a long time no speak.
Yep, I've been busy. Thanks to you guys. But in any event, I this question may have been asked by somebody else, or you guys may have been discussing it, and I've just been out of touch, and you can just tell me where I can find the answer. This new Bing, any secrets? Or is it the same thing as Google, where you just, like, try and get the links and post a lot of content, and then they'll index you pretty good? Is that how it works? Or is there new, so they haven't figured something out, so we could, like, climb our way to the top, like, quickly?
Gideon, what's your knowledge of Bing?
Is Bing, let me just make sure I know what it is. Bing is this the Microsoft version of Google,
yes,
so to speak? All right.
Yes.
Now, the only thing I know about that is that it's the article that I read in our little local daily newspaper here said that the review was that it wasn't all that positive because you could type in some things and it wouldn't give you all all the same sort of good results as you might get in Google. So I haven't actually played around with it, so I can't really give you a much more intelligent response than that.
That's an authoritative source you're quoting.
They're advertising like crazy. I mean, really,
yeah.
Big money advertising, like a huge, huge campaign. Like somebody really got them pissed off. And
well, you know, this is their last ditch effort to take down Google.
Yeah, I know. So, but it's like also Microsoft becomes, you know, pre-installed in all these computers.
Yep.
You know, we know how they, you know, how they work. You know, Big Brother. So,
yeah.
Like, if anyone out there hears anything, like, or finds something that works extremely well there, because more than likely, because it's new, there's going to be some kind of way to cut off some of these people that are, you know, have years of head starts on us, and
that's right.
Them, and we'll be in better shape. At least, you know, even if it's second place, it's still a hell of a lot better than, you know, the being nowhere.
I would.
In any event, all right. Okay. I just wanted to throw that out there. Thanks for everything, guys. You guys have changed my life. So.
No problem, Mitch.
I just finished my radio show and figured I'd pop on over and see what you guys were
up to. Awesome. Yeah, well, what else? I want to have a comment about Bing myself, but just before I do that, what's going on at the moment with your blogging? We haven't heard much from you, so have you started to monetize yet? Or?
Well, I have a little bit, and it's like I've just been tinkering around with things. It's kind of the off season for me because college football and college basketball both are over, and we're into like pro baseball, which is kind of it's not really as much of a marquee sport as the other two, and it just operates a lot differently. So what I've been doing is I've been trying out other sports on my site. I've been trying out a lot of young, new, exciting writers that are really opinionated. I've been affiliating myself with some of the large websites out there. I have an article that's going to be on CBS Sports tomorrow on their college football page, on the front page. It's either going to be on there tomorrow or Thursday. I've been doing assignments for them that they've been asking me to write for them about college football. You know, so it's great. If any of you guys have never had an article that hit like that, it's 10,000 hits guaranteed.
It's incredible,
you know, right to your site. So it's all good news on that stuff, and that's pretty much it. I'm, you know, working with my tech guy, just trying to get my site together because it's just been one big construction project since we've expanded out and since I have 12 writers now. So it's just,
that's awesome.
You know, it's a
awesome,
lot of work,
man.
But it's like this is the time to do it when things are slow elsewhere. So we're experimenting with a lot of different things. I do a lot of radio guest appearances, and I have my own just blog talk radio show that I do as well, which actually it's pretty cool if no one else has tried it. It's a lot of fun, and you got to just spew whatever you want. It's internet radio, so you can, you know, if you're having a bad day, you can let people know that too. People can call in and all that stuff.
Yeah,
that's awesome. We've actually got a video on, I think on the Become a Blogger blog, the free blog. It shows you how to sign up for Blog Talk Radio if people are interested in doing that. It is fun. I've tried it. The other thing that's really good about it is that it gives you some pretty good Google search results. So, for example, if you create your profile as whatever, Become a Blogger, that'll come up pretty high in the search engine. So if you have a keyword there and you create that as your profile name in Blog Talk Radio, that can be pretty good.
Yeah, a guy actually asked me to do the show with him, a guy that I've done some work with in the past with, you know, like his blog and my blog doing some, you know, co-hosting some contests and things like that. And he asked me to do the show with him. We just have a blast. I mean, we just, you know, people, I don't think we get that many people listening live, but the podcast really gets a lot of hits. And, you know, you start off on Blog Talk Radio, they put you in the lousy time slots, and, you know, you work your way up. And, you know, for us, our show, it seems like, you know, almost everything we touch on the internet get a huge following right away. And it's like they want us in the prime time, you know, so what the hell?
Midas touch, man.
Yeah.
Good awesome. Just to go back to the topic of Bing, my understanding, and this is, I think, one of the tragedies of a lot of what Microsoft does, is they're trying to buy audience through advertising, and that's very rarely works for like a search engine. I mean, Google never spent money to put up big billboards advertising Google, so it should spread because of the value. And obviously, it's a bit different now because we've got such dominant players in the search engine market. But what I would suggest with this, this is for anyone who's interested in, you know, keeping up with a new search engine, is just to read a couple of the search engine related blogs first, like Search Engine Land, SEO Moz. You know, those two really stick out to me as the two of the leading ones in that space. And just keep your eye on Bing to see whether it actually gets any traction, because right now it's not going to have much traffic, so there's not much point really worrying too much about it. And, you know, Microsoft very likely has some sort of algorithms behind it that they believe are superior to Google, and that will eventually lead to some sort of market share in the search space, but that has to be proven. So if it's a good search engine, it will value content the same way that Google does. So, you know, a lot of the situation is you don't have to do anything but create a great blog and you'll start getting results in Bing. I'm just doing a search right now within it just to check it out to see whether, you know, the results are from me. Searching for my name does not bring up my blog as the first result, which is, I think, a bit silly. So I'm already a bit surprised, because there's no other site out there that should rank better for my name than my blog, for obvious reasons. So many people link to it with my name. It's giving Twitter as the number one result. So I don't know how their algorithm works, but it obviously considers Twitter a very high authority site. So, but the next site under that is like an Australian-based website. So I find that a bit surprising. But we'll see. Just keep an eye on it. But yeah, those two blogs are the way to go.
Good deal. I just wanted to see, you know, because even if it gets 10% of all search engine traffic, and you can be number one in it, and especially for the guys who, you know, like I haven't been on the last two or three calls. These guys know I've been on a ton of calls, and it's like I always hear and I always listen to what everyone says. It's always about traffic, so it's like, it's always a good way to start, because you'll get the traffic coming from, you know, one of the lesser search engines, and then that traffic will carry you over because of the hits into Google. They all like end up leaking together. At least that's what's helped me in the past. I hope it helps with my new site as well. My page rank is not as high as it was for my college football site, but you know, it's a lot newer as well. So
awesome.
Oh, well. Good deal. Awesome.
Thanks for the update.
Thanks.
Yaro, just to let you know, when you do Yaro Starak search on Bing and you look at the videos results, interesting enough, the interview that I did with you ages to come comes up at first as the first result.
Oh,
so
no.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it worked. But yeah. I'm just noticing that... it's pretty cool if you do the video search. When you hover over one of the videos, it actually starts playing just like a little preview. It's pretty cool. So, I mean, it's a new search engine, so they'll probably improve or die over the next few months.
That's harsh, but true.
It's harsh, but it's true. Okay. Well, we don't have any questions right at the moment inside the teleconference room. Yaro, do we have any questions inside the forum that we could switch over to?
Nothing in the forum. I checked that before we started the call. Just checking the chat room since I was not watching it for a second ago. So, Darla was asking about the link for Joel, in case anyone missed it. It's blogtechguy.com. It's in the chat room as well.
Well, I've just got a raised hand here. Remember, if you want to ask a question, raise your hand by star and 9 on your keypad. Here we go.
Hi, Yaro. Hi, Gideon. It's Rhonda. Good morning to you guys. Hi, I'm in both the past Blog Mastermind course and the Become a Blogger Premium course that's wrapping up. And it's probably a stupid question, but I just want to double check. I got way behind on my Become a Blogger Premium lessons. Will I still have access to those once this once I graduate out, so to speak?
No, we're cutting the membership for everyone. No, just kidding. of course, you'll.
Sorry, Gideon.
But no problem. doing two shows a night too. Yeah.
if you've subscribed once and you've completed the course, that gives you lifetime access to the whole membership site, to these teleconference calls, and any future updates that we may make to those videos inside the course. So as long as you've made the first six payments and that's it, you get lifetime access. So you should get access now when we relaunch as well with the new relaunch. It's going to be it's exactly the same course. So we haven't made any new changes to it, but anything new in the future or any updates that we have to those specific lessons, you'll get access to those as well.
Thank you. Now I can catch up.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem, Saranda. Okay. Well, the call has been going for about 40 minutes.
There's enough people in the room. You guys have an option to ask.
Yeah, we have a lot of people in the room, so.
Oh, quiet.
Remember, you can ask us questions about not just blogging. You can ask us questions about
Gideon's marriage, Christmas stuff.
Yeah, and online video marketing. I know a lot about that. Internet marketing. If you're launching a new business or a new online product, we can talk about that. Also, there may be some of our members who've just bought into the Rich Schifrin course. If you've got any questions about that yet, we can talk about that. So there's really a whole host of things. Well, a couple of questions just came through, so let's see.
Hi, it's Ann again at aboutfreelancewriting.com, and I have got, I think, four or five videos that I've done that are up on YouTube. And Darren, when I feature them on my blog, they pick up maybe 100 views or so. What's another way to promote those? I have my own channel. I love that, but I have no idea what that really means.
What's your channel name, Ann?
Ann Wayman.
And how do you spell?
Ann with an E. And
yeah.
Wayman. Videos aren't stellar, but they work.
And Wayman, all right.
Yeah.
That's cool. You don't have to have stellar videos to get traffic from YouTube. I'm just going to have a quick look here for you. All right.
They show up on Bing, which is kind of interesting.
Now, Anne, are you which program are you in at the moment?
Which program am I in? What is your question? I'm in all three of yours at the moment.
All three, okay, good.
I've become a blogger, right, and then I've signed up for the others. And I, like awesome. The other caller, I am way behind just because I have a life,
Okay.
Don't get rid of that life. Can't have a life.
But I'll get there. I'm a plotter.
Good on you. It's just persistence, sometimes. I'm just playing one of your videos here. And I know now what you look like. But, Anne, just inside the Become a Blogger. What's that?
Why does that sound creepy for some reason?
I gave up on privacy years ago.
Now, I'm just looking at your channel and just wondering if you've had time to work through the video section inside Become a Blogger yet.
No, I got as far as getting videos up, and that's all I've done. So all there's right. a whole section on it, on marketing them then?
Yes, there's one video in particular that shows you how to optimize your YouTube videos or how to there's two things, optimizing your YouTube channel, so making sure that you make sure that you do certain stuff so that it can get picked up inside YouTube and Google a bit easier, but also then how to optimize each of your videos. And I could just give you some quick tips already that should increase your traffic already because keywords are pretty important here with YouTube. The first thing look at doing is when you create the titles for your videos, think about what would be the words that someone else looking for your information would type into YouTube or Google.
Probably so freelance writing or freelance writing jobs.
All right. Now, if those are your keywords, then I would certainly use those right at the front of your titles for your for your videos. Maybe not all the time, but you know. Also, have a look
at
the Google.
I'm good at crafting titles with keywords. I just hadn't done it yet.
All right, excellent. So you know about Google Suggest for getting different keywords as well, because they're the popular ones that come there. Awesome. So you can use those exact same ones. That'll already help you get picked up a little bit more often. The next thing, of course, is to look at your description area for your videos. I just noticed here that you do have some text in there. You can pretty much go wild there. You can write as much as you want there in the description area, and that also will help you get picked up by searches within YouTube and also Google.
So and, I can say, listen to what an old lady who's been a successful freelance writer for over 30 years has to say about this or something like that.
Yes, I mean, you can treat it like a blog post if you want to, because, even though people may not read that, that stuff gets picked up in the search engines. So it looks more relevant in the search engines. Yeah. The other thing for description area, very quickly, is to add your URL right at the beginning of the description area. So instead of just writing about freelancing.com, freelancewriting.com, have it add the HTTP :// in front of it.
Does that
and the reason
a
for that is
link, then?
Then it becomes clickable.
Oh, cool!
And you can add it more than once as well in that area, so it'll become clickable. But right at the beginning, that's important, because that's when people watch your video, they'll actually see it, and if they want to go to your site, they can just click on it.
It's so great when you guys have figured out all these things.
Oh yeah, it's taken a while, but
that's why we don't have lives.
Yeah, we don't have lives.
Well, maybe you will soon.
Maybe.
This is our life.
I highly recommend it.
Oh, cheers. And then, of course, the other thing is to look at your tags. Now, something you can do here is to type in your main keywords in a YouTube search and see which videos come up, the popular ones. And then look at those videos and look at the tags that they're using. And what you do, what you can't do, you steal it. You essentially borrow the tags from them. And what will happen is that not only will you get picked up for those keywords, but whenever someone watches those popular videos, you know how it says to the right-hand side of your video, there's a related videos section. That will get picked up by your tags. So you'll get picked up. You know, when someone watches the popular videos, you'll most likely appear in there as well as a related video, and that'll increase your chances of getting clicked on.
Cool.
Okay. All right.
Well, once again, you've earned the price of the course. I do that about every other week, as near as I can tell, for me.
Yeah, I mean, these things work. I mean, just those things can help you get a lot more traffic to your videos and also to your site. I mean, this is basically for the site that I'm doing with JJ the Magician. We've only had it for about a couple of months, and I think we've now had about 40,000 views on our YouTube videos. And you know, this is it. This is all we're doing. What I've just explained to you is what we're doing with our videos. You know, we make the videos exciting as well, but you know, we do these extra little bits of things to help us get extra traffic. So it definitely works.
Got a list of article ideas for famous bloggers like two people on the phone I know, where I can do guest posts and such.
Cool.
Thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
That's awesome, man. All right. Pretty good questions. We'll move on to the next question.
Hey, Owen Gideon. This is Ian from I Live Salsa.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, just looking at entrepreneurs' journey. Excuse me if I mispronounce that. Just a basic, I guess, a design question, or maybe even just a plugin question. Looking under each post, I see you have an advertisement that is a banner, and seemingly I would like to steal that idea. And wondering if you, it's just a PHP call in the loop and, oh my god, not good, too techie, or if you're using a plugin and how you're doing that essentially.
Yes, you're getting slightly technical for me. I believe, I can tell you it's generated by OpenX. Obviously, that's the banner rotation script.
Right.
And we don't have to, we have to put the invocation code. Now, Nate from Unique Blog Designs did this design, and I'm pretty sure what would happen is you'd have to put that invocation code in the loop.
Right.
But it's a bit tricky because when I used to do this, it would show the same banner because it would just, you know, put the same code each time. But if you notice now, it actually has different banners. I think there's two in that position you're talking about. So it'll you know, be random. It won't always have the same banner as you scroll down each article. So you have to get a bit tricky with that. And I couldn't tell you exactly how to do that. So.
Okay, that's no problem. Yeah, I'm using Advertising Manager right now. It only calls one banner at a time. So I'm trying to contact the plugin designer and be like, hey, you want to make a random one? But
Gideon, what's the name of that one that from Max Blog Press? The
It's called Max Banner Ads. It's a really easy plugin. It's awesome to use. We teach it inside Become a Blogger Premium. And you just install the plugin, and they even have a video on their sales page. Well, not, it's not, it's free, so but on their whatever download page, it shows you how to use it. And that'll rotate your banners for you, and it allows you to add it pretty much anywhere you want. So it's really cool. There was a catch with it.
I think if you don't buy it, they put advertising, like a text link or something, under the banner if you don't pay the registration fee, which is like $100, $50 or something, right?
For Max banner ads?
Yeah.
I don't think so. It's pretty clean. I can't recall seeing any ads from Max Max banner ads.
I think he makes you opt in to his website. With his other plugins, he makes you opt in to his update.
Yeah.
So that might
Yeah, I think the only thing was, it wasn't major, it was something like with OpenX, I think you can manage your payments and things like that as well, and automate that whole process. I haven't used OpenX myself yet, but with Max Banner Ads, it just doesn't have that bit of automation in there. So it's a bit of, you've got to do a few things more manual, but it's, in saying that, in terms of payments, but in saying that, it's really easy to install, and if you're just starting out, that's a really easy way to go.
Right. Okay. Cool. Very basic question. I think that's it.
All right.
No worries. Thank you.
Good job.
Thanks,
Thank
Ian.
You. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. Darla.
Oh, hi, guys. It's Darla again. Just a second question of the night. Just in my next project is to go onto YouTube, and that's another story. But for now, I was watching somebody else's video, a Twitter friend, her free videos, and she was kind of saying that doing a video comment on a YouTube channel gave her a lot of value. There's, as you know, as I know you two guys know, maybe other people know as well, there's a space to comment by way of video, and she says that this gives her a lot of interest in her her own blog, brings a lot of traffic back to her. She's an extremely attractive young woman, that's why, but perhaps
helps.
Not. But what are your views on this, leaving video comments on YouTube channels? Is that good or indifferent, or what do you think?
I think it's a great strategy, leaving video comments on other popular videos. Now, if you haven't seen that before, when you go to YouTube and you watch a video, there's normal video right at the top, and then just below that there are the video comments or video replies that other people can add their replies to. So it's just right above the text comment areas. What's cool about that is that if you create a reply to a popular video no one else has, and you're the only guy or girl in there with your video, then other people are going to click on it. They're going to see, okay, who's this? Who has actually created the reply? You won't get as many, but you will definitely, people will click on it because they want to see, you know, who's this person that replied to this video. Now, what's cool about that is also is that you don't actually have to have a specific reply to that video. Of course, I think you'll get better results if you do, because you'll create a bit more of a conversation and it'll be more relevant. But if you already have another video inside your YouTube channel, you can simply select whatever one you think is most appropriate for that video reply. So it doesn't have to be a specific reply. It can just be another video that you have in your channel already. Just make sure that it's relevant and that it relates to the same topic, so that when people go there and watch that video and they click on your reply, that they don't go, "Oh, this guy he's just trying to get extra traffic." You know, if you make it relevant, people go, "Okay, now this guy's cool. It's related. And it actually makes sense. He adds value, and that'll help you get more traffic." So it's a very good strategy. If you're replying to videos that are extremely popular and like a million other people have added replies, it's not going to be as effective. So I think the trick is to find those videos that get a lot of views and be one of the first people to create a reply, and that definitely help you get extra traffic.
Okay, thanks. That's great.
Awesome. Yeah, it's kind of hard tracking these things. So I'm not aware of a technology out there at the moment that gives you tracking results of, you know, how many people clicked on your video when it was reply. But so I can't say specifically how effective it is, but you know, it's there as a interactive feature. So you definitely get some clicks. I'm just not sure how many. Okay, you have another question, Dala?
No, I didn't, actually. I've been working on finding the slideshow. It wasn't on this particular call. It was on the other call for the membership site. It was talking about slideshow software. I've been looking at quite a few of them, because one of the things I'm going to do for YouTube is put on a slideshow with vintage pictures with royalty-free music. And I found quite an interesting software called Move, M-U-V-E, I think is what it's called. And I can use that for commercial purposes. I've cleared that with them. The only trouble is it doesn't work on my old computer. There's a free trial version. You can download a free trial version, but it's sort of having this problem on my old computer. I am in the process of setting up a new computer which has Vista 64-bit. On it, so I'm sure I'll work on it, but I haven't done that yet. So it's a very good program. If you go to Animoto, that's kind of a supercharged station site there, but you have to pay on a subscription, otherwise you have to take your videos down. Videos stay up as long as you keep paying, and that's kind of a bit of a stretch. This one, you do the videos and they're yours. So okay. It's less than $100. And it's,
so which one was that again?
It's called
Dala?
Move, M-U-V-E-E.
Uh-huh.
I think. Are you finding it?
M-U-V-E-E.com, is it?
That's right, yeah. And you can download free trials. There's three different versions. I downloaded the middle version because they told me I definitely couldn't do the upper version on my old computer. But my old computer didn't take even the second version. So I'm going to download it on my new computer. I'm sure it'll work. And they have what they call styles of slideshows, and they're really neat. And the ones on the program itself are workable, but you can buy extra ones if you really want to get into it. And it's really reasonably priced.
Cool.
So I'm going to go with that. I'm still looking for a plugin for the blog itself.
Right.
That's the next step up. But if I put them on YouTube, I can like embed it on the blog anyway. So
yes,
that will be my solution.
Be the first, well, the easiest solution for now, by the sounds of it, definitely.
Yeah. So that's an update on that.
All right.
Okay. Have fun.
Right, thanks, Dala. Thanks for the link too.
Yeah, okay. Good.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Just before you go on, Gideon, if you haven't pressed the button yet.
Yep.
Okay. Just a question from Terry in the chat room. He's asking, I have some videos that I have purchased that are delivered by link only. What is the best way to launch them on a blog? And how would I be able to use this type on YouTube? Thank you.
So let's see if I've got that question as well here.
When you do that, I'm going to blow my nose. So excuse me, everyone. It's cold.
Okay, so Terry, so you've got videos that are delivered by link only. All right, so by the sounds of it, they are, I'm assuming that they're linked on a server somewhere, either your own server or someone else's server. Now, the best way to get them onto YouTube is probably best to just download those videos to your own computer. So you probably just do something like a right click on it with your mouse and then select something like save target as or save file as or something like that. Save the original file to your computer. And then it's difficult to say what, you know, without talking to you now here live, but if that video is the right format, if it's like an MOV or any of the accepted formats by YouTube, you can just upload that same file straight to YouTube, and that should work out. I'm assuming here that it's not like a super big file and that it meets the requirements of YouTube, so just make sure about that. All right, maybe it's you on the next call, but I'll let's move on to the next caller. Hopefully Yaro's had some time to... clear out his nose. All right. Here we go.
Hey, you guys. It's Ray in Los Angeles.
Hey, Ray.
This one's going to go to Gideon. On the bubble tweet, I found that some time ago. And my question is, can you, because I've never used it, can you create videos other than talking head videos and have them as pop-ups? And one of my ideas is, as an air conditioning contractor, having basic, really quick tips that pop up stating, you know, it's time to get a tune-up or blah, blah, blah.
Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yes, the answer is yes. It's a great little service. I'm using it on one of my sites, getyourvideoonline.com. If you go there, you'll see the little video pop up, and it's just me basically welcoming people to the website and telling them to enter their first name and email address. BubbleTweet is, I guess, a spin-off from the original guys, which is, they're the same guys, but it's a spin-off product or something from the original, which is Bubble Guru. So if you go to bubbleguru.com, you can sign up there. It does cost money. They've got a 5-day free trial. It's not a lot of money. Let me just see here in the pricing. But that basically, here we go. So $5 will give you a 60-second video clip. You can get one message. You can manage one message. If you go for the option up, that's about $15, and that gives you 5 unique messages. So I'd imagine you can have 5 different ones on different pages on your website, and you get 90 seconds. And then if you pay $29.95 a month, that gives you 10 unique messages with a 90-second duration per video. So it's a pretty cool service. And I guess what's nice about it is that it's different. You know, it's something different that people notice when they come to your website. And, you know, it's not because it looks – it goes by your cookies on your computer. It doesn't come up every time. So you can actually set how often you want it to come up. So only the first time or the first 3 times or whatever, I believe you can set that on the inside. So it's a pretty cool service.
Yeah, I saw it on yours because I'd seen it before. I'm at a popular celebrity. So, yeah, I see it here too. Anyway, I saw it in a tweet. And in fact, it was P. Diddy's site. It popped up, and unfortunately, he just wasted his time. But I saw the power of it. And so my thing is, yeah, if I were to put together a little tips on air conditioning or whatever the case may be and use Sony Vegas or something so that instead of me speaking, it could be a demonstration or something.
Yeah, I mean, a demonstration would be a bit harder to do depending on what you've got. But if you because it's a pretty small little bubble. It's, you know, it's not the whole screen. It's just that same size that you see
even
with bubbles.
I mean, just like little slides. I can have like a dirty filter, dirty air conditioner, blah, blah, and then
all right.
A sad person.
Yeah, with
just something
with a bit
to
of
put
music.
A picture in their head.
Yeah, with a bit of music and a voiceover. Yeah, that should be able to do it. You basically, instead of recording through your webcam like you normally would, you can upload a video that you've previously edited and exported.
Okay,
you can just upload that to Bubble Guru.
That.
Yeah, you can. They're pretty strict with their requirements in terms of size and format and that sort of thing. But once you get it right, it can look very good.
The other question I have is, I saw something where in the value of links. So let's say we have, or not links, but posts. So let's say we have members, and we use each other to make comments so that we can have, I guess, the inbound links. You understand what I'm trying to say? So that now we can work together to make our blogs more popular by putting in pertinent content and also get the value of increasing links. So like in my case, if someone made a comment about air conditioning, and yes, I always wanted to know more about how I can get more my system more optimized, and then I went to their blog and made some comments about whatever their product is. What's your opinion on that?
You mean for members inside the our programs? Is that what
right.
you think?
Yeah,
thinking
if we were to share that, you know, I guess we could do it through the forum where we would communicate with each other and you know, just help each other come up by making good content.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly encouraged. I mean, the more sort of interaction we can get like that, the better. Yara, you can probably talk more about the club that we social, what do we call it, the social bookmarking
social
club?
Social traffic club.
Traffic club, there we go, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's
there's a social traffic club in there? Because I need to spend more time in the forum. I have only been in a couple of times.
No. Ray, this is actually a blog mastermind only service, which
right.
admittedly has died down a little bit since it first started. It still goes. It's basically a Yahoo group that the premise
okay.
is people, particularly we tend to focus on StumbleUpon, though it was available for all social voting type sites. And the idea was that each week you can submit one piece of content to the network and everyone else would choose to vote for it if they thought it was good content. And, you know, you usually take your blog post or something like that and recommend, you know, please vote for this on, you know, StumbleIt, DigIt, retweet it, whatever it is you want. The idea is that, you know, you only submit once so you can't flood it. We're trying not to look like we're cheating the system. So, you know, only vote for stuff you actually want to vote. But we do get the advantage of having the group all help each other. So it's been going for quite a while. There's over 500 editions of that, and each one has had, you know, two or three articles that people vote for. And because StumbleUpon in particular is very good at returning traffic quickly, we got some people some very fast results. Like, you know, getting a few hundred visitors to a blog article on their, you know, their first or second blog post. So it can be very effective.
Yeah.
There's a few clubs like that out there. I know the guys with Jack, he's another blog trainer. I can't remember his last name. He has a similar thing. I kind of stole his idea. And I know there's actually a specific service you can pay for something similar where you can join that. Some guys contacted me about it. They're in a trial run at the moment. So there's more things like that coming out. But to be honest, my opinion of them, and even with ours, you know, it's great, but you've always got that issue of the service is thinking you're trying to game the system and not use it organically how it's meant to be used. So that's why we try to make a big effort to make it, you know, really vote for content that deserves to be voted for.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Ray. All right. We've just gone past the hour. We don't have any more questions inside the our conferencing area. So it's probably a good time to bring this to an end. Yara, was there anything else that you wanted to add to today's call?
No, I think I'll just reiterate what I mentioned before in the beginning, though. Basically an invitation, please try and join us on the next live group call where we will be taking some questions from the public as well. So it'll be a larger group than usual, which should make it more fun as well. It's always great to have lots of questions from people, and we have a cap on the number of people who can make it into the call. I think it's about 150 on this line, so you might want to be early just in case it is overrun, because you know I'll be sending it out to my subscribers and about 50,000 people there who will get the invite. So it probably will max out the line. Well, hopefully the technology will be able to handle it. And but other than that, it will run like a normal call. So you're welcome to ask questions about anything related to blogging, and we'll send you out the details, as always, about a day before the live call. And look for the teleconferences page as well. There'll be the date there as soon as we figure out. It should be either next week or the week after, I believe. And look forward to speaking to you all again next time.
Awesome. Thanks, Yara, and thanks, everybody. Once again, as is custom, I'm going to open up the line, and you're welcome to say goodbye or say a few words, and you can all go at once at the same time if you want. I'm going to open it up all right now, and we'll talk to you soon again.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good night. Bye. Thank you.
Good night. Thanks, Gideon.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah, Gideon.
Hey, who's that? It's Yara, isn't it?
Thank you, Gil. Good night.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
The moderator has disconnected. The call will now end.